You notice he said in Mark Gospel, in the 16th chapter, in the 15th verse, he's going all the world and preach the gospel. Every creature here that believes he'll baptize shall be saved. He that believes not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow them that believe. You notice what is obvious there? That we need to, he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say these signs shall follow the apostle. These signs shall follow the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher. He didn't say that. He said, these signs shall follow them what that believe. That means you believe, lay hands on the sick. You believe, cast out devil. You believe, speak with tongues. These signs shall follow the believing ones. One translation says, these signs shall follow the believing ones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if this word is true, and it is, then we don't have anything to fear. What we need to do is have faith in what we're doing. Peter was fully persuaded, and this is the closing, I believe. Acts 3, let's see what verse, I don't have this in my note, but watch this. It says, I'm going to pick up at verse 3. And who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ. And that. Notice Peter knew he had something. And so when he said, I don't have any silver and gold, but what I do have, I'm going to give it to you. And he had faith in the name. You read the 16th verse. I'm not going to go there. If you'll go and read the 16th verse, it'll tell you. He said that because they want to know, how did you get this man? Well, he said, his name and faith in his name did it. Because he gave a command. And he said, when he spoke to him, he said, in the name, and the Bible said he shook his hand out because he commanded him to do it. And he was fully convinced he didn't have no choice but to get up. How do we get there? Faith in the name. How many of you going to go outside and pray another couple of hours and maybe this key will work? I'm going to get ready to go home. I need to go home. I'm going to pray a couple of hours and maybe, no, you already know. You're already convinced. Why, you did it before. Come on. Hello? Well, do you think that key is stronger than the name of Jesus? So put your confidence in that name. Faith in that name. When I use it, it works. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to stop right there, but don't, anyway, Ursus, come. Ursus, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know if I helped you or not, but I surely helped me. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You're so good to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and stand up. Go ahead and stand up. I'm going to pray. Anybody anybody watching me or watching us tonight, you have any kind of physical pain or symptom going and happening in your body, I'm going to pray. Give a command of faith. Amen. You receive anybody in the building. You're going through something, just lift your hand up. We're going to give the command of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anybody? Okay. Father, we thank you for such profound truth. Unchangeable, eternal word. A blood covenant has been granted us. In the name of Jesus, I command every symptom, every infirmity, every pain, whether it be in the stomach area, the back, the eye, the ear, I command you, joints in your body, knee joints, toenail, I command every one of you, take your hands off of God's property tonight. And I didn't say, I'm not suggesting to you, I told you, now take your hands off in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that it's done. Satan, you are bound, and we will not let you operate like that. Get your hands off of God's property. And Father, we thank you that we have a good night. Our sleep is sweet. Our dwellings in safety. And what we put our hands to do prosper. And you even bring new ideas to our mind that works so good. Thank you that you prosper your people in a mighty way. So thank you for multiplying these seeds that were sown here tonight. Thank you for great increase coming up on your people. That we lack nothing, we come short of anything, but that we walk and live and abide in the abundance that you provided for us. For you said you came to give us life and give it abundantly. So thank you that it's done. Thank you that we are blessed. Going out, blessed coming in, blessed sitting down, blessed rising up, blessed where we put our hands to do, because you have blessed us. And we say thank you in Jesus' name. And we thank you for many people coming to Jesus. Thank you that we are great soul winners. We are always telling and sharing the good news of the gospel with people, being led of your spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Y'all have a